vehicle news, I guess I'll call it, that a little bit for both those who have the gas-powered and those who have the electric, or those who are thinking of the transition, because at some point it seems that whatever the future date will be, there will be that transition. I mean, it's already going now in a lot of ways. For the gas, this actually has to do with prices. Pat Johnston, you brought something to my attention yesterday because you saw something from a person that we often talk about.
Yes, yeah.
Patrick DeHaan, the gas buddy analyst.
Right, yes. Saw him that he tweeted this the other day. I think it was late on, I think Monday night. He said that on Monday, oil prices fell by $1.50, but the real hit was to spot gasoline as prices fell notably in every region. He says, while this won't mean a drop for most areas, he says simply offsetting hikes that might have already hit others, like the West Coast and the Great Lakes, will get larger declines. So maybe we'll get a drop in some prices around here pretty soon. Now, he doesn't say exactly what that means, how much, but it's something, I guess.
Didn't say when.
And just said because, the spot gasoline prices are falling, so that will help us.
Hey, we'll take that above other reports that we've had that talked about how prices were going up or because of other situations that there would be no decline.
Right.
Let's define. What is larger decline?
Would you say 50 cents?
That would be large, I think.
I think that would be large.
That would be large.
Okay. I don't know. We'll see. But he threw that out there.
Well, we want to make sure that people are aware.
And he has also been doing a lot of tweeting, talking about the Saudis deciding to cut production, and he says that he believes that they are making a mistake, that they're siding with Putin, and that's just going to isolate them even further and force some governments to cut ties with them. And, of course, here in this country, you're already hearing some calling for that.
And the other day, too, I know he had a message that talked about oil being a global commodity.
Yeah.
And how it's not for any administration, and he used Republican or Democrat, to set prices. Because it's a global commodity, and as he said, we don't set the prices here in this country, nor do we set the price for gasoline, which is a common complaint for people. Like, well, why not?
Why not?
Why can't we?
Right. I've heard some say that. It should. But then I've also heard an argument saying, is there a way that we can tell oil companies that if you drill here, the oil has to stay here
instead
then that's you're getting into murky territories of having government tell business what to do, but hey, it's happened before. But I don't know.
Throw it out there so you know what's going on.
I did see the lowest still I saw on my way out today was $4.29, and that was on Tittabawassee.
Yeah, it's in some cases still in the 4.30s into the 4.20s. Hopefully, you are finding it even less listeners, and more power to you if you do.
I'm not seeing as I don't think I saw any 4.45s. Well, actually, I did in my hometown. Other than that. I didn't.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Still in the 440s, but everywhere else seemed like as the further east I was driving on 46, it was in the 430s, and yeah, I got to the 420s out here.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that because there's been times you've actually been lower.
Oh yeah. Back in August, we were about 50 cents cheaper than out here.
Yeah, I was thinking of making a road trip out to Elma just to fill up,
just have the experience.
So. Exactly right. Didn't care what kind of gas I was using to get there and get back. Just the fact I could fill up for that amount.
Right.
Well, now here, let me throw something out then for the electric vehicle. I just came across this. This is USA Today. And it's like something like this. Did I miss it? Did others hear about it? It seems to me this is almost like, wow. I don't know if groundbreaking is the word. Because one of the issues about electric vehicles is the charging times.
Yeah, of course.
How long is it going to take us? You got these high-powered chargers that work hopefully quickly, or are you going to wait a long time at home? Whatever.
Right.
But here, this is from NASA. NASA, apparently, in a blog, it says here, October 5th, according to an October 5th blog by NASA, experimental technology used to cool equipment in space might be able to cut charging times of electric vehicles to 5 minutes or less.
Whoa.
That was my response.
Okay, that
means
this is significant.
5 minutes or less. I mean,
yeah,
that people would... That would, I think, take away the issue of a charging time for most people. I mean, 5 minutes, that's okay. Using a technique known as subcooled flow boiling. Again, that's subcooled flow boiling. The technology could boost the amount of electrical current chargers by roughly 1,400 amps, nearly five times the rate of what's currently supplied to charge electric vehicles. So you'd be upping the amperage to allow for a faster charge. This is actually something NASA is doing, it says here, in partnership with Purdue University.
Yeah.
And it's having to do with some of the research that they're planning for future space missions. But I just thought to myself, this was an October 5th blog. If you tell me 5 minutes or less, I thought we'd get a little bit more attention. Maybe I just missed it. Maybe others have already heard. It says here that this news from NASA comes as electric vehicle sales are on track to hit an all-time high this year, which I did not know. I knew they were increasing. And in some cases, for some people, it's become almost not a choice that, trying to find a used car these days is difficult.
It's difficult,
let alone to be a gas-powered car.
Right.
NASA's blog, by the way, further says that this technology will mimic all the traits of what's already being used for charging stations. And so they don't think it would be too difficult for it to be utilized. But this is future. It says here that the researching being done and prototypes should be tested on EVs within the next couple of years.
Yeah, okay.
So it might not be immediate.
I've always thought, obviously it's not going to happen in, tomorrow or anything like that. But eventually that, probably just take about 5 minutes to charge your car. Eventually, when they get everything all set, the infrastructure set, and we know exactly what we're doing. I mean, the Jetsons, you didn't see George Jetson taking a long time powering his car up. I mean, so I figured that would happen.
Did we ever see him power his car up, come to think of it?
I don't know.
Seems like
that was it. He didn't have to.
He just got in and went. It was like permanent power.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
There was no issue.
Let's face it. The Flintstones always had the most environmentally friendly form of driving.
And if there was one type of power you could always count on, it was Fred's 2 feet.
That's right.
There's never an issue.
Not much of a carbon footprint there.
No, just a footprint.
That's right.
And you didn't have to worry about recycling either.